Sarah Pezdek is an award-winning and internationally published photographer and artist residing in upstate New York. Starting off her photography career in 2007, her work focuses on fine art, editorial portraiture, and fashion. She has had work published in print and online with publications such as American Art Collector, Out Magazine, Cosmopolitan, Glamour, and 25 Ands. WOC correspondent Jonah Moberg met with her to talk about her Phobias series.
I wonder how you wound up in the world of professional photography.
It started off as a hobby about 10 years ago and slowly turned into a career after having some friends find my work online and wanting to hire me for events and portraiture, and slowly evolved into a full-time career that I've been doing for 11 years now.
So right now, you've been showing some work that I think involves like phobias. And could you talk about that a little bit and how that project came about?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been about 2 years since I started to branch out into fine art, and the Phobia series was something that just kind of happened upon me as I was researching various things to photograph, because I like to make sure that my work involves speaking to things that we don't typically like to talk about, and I like to create a conversation with the work that I do, and the Phobia series kind of came about that. And the work I like to do is definitely diving into the exploration of what makes us human and to go into the aspects of things that are typically uncomfortable to talk about.
What do you think it is about, like, fear that for you relates to, like, a basic idea of humanity?
I think fear is the main aspect of our existence that holds us back from really becoming who we are, and has a prevalence over everything that we do. And I think that we actually fear fear in a way. I think that fear itself is what holds us back from, I think, really expanding into our existence and diving into the things that we are passionate about. Oh, gosh.
What has your relationship been like with the, like, individuals who you photograph as part of your Phobias series?
The people that I've used in this series have been all friends of mine, actually, who do modeling for art classes and such. And it was important to me to find somebody who was able to express emotion through body language, because that was so much of the focus of this piece, because it was an abstract way of portraying fear. So body language was extremely important in being able to utilize that in the series. So that's why I chose the people that I use, because they were able to convey that emotion.
I've seen some of the photographs in the series, and it involves, like, figures, like, holding or relating to, like, certain objects. And I wonder how you developed, like, the certain objects that are used to portray these ideas.
I wanted to create abstract ways of interpreting these fears. So it was just a matter of choosing phobias that were very offbeat phobias to focus on, as opposed to typical things like our fear of spiders or things like that that are just topical. I wanted to dive into some really interesting and abstract fears, and the body language also was part of that in terms of representing not only how we representing just how we are so confined by these self-imposed fears in some respect, but also utilizing that as a show of release and recognizing that.
Did you have, like, personal fears that you were thinking about or, like, dealing with as you, like, conceived this project?
None of them are really personal. There is one that I photographed, which is globophobia, which is the fear of balloons, which is something I did have as a child, which kind of sparked the inspiration for the project. But everything else was just through research and finding really obscure fears that people have. And what I love about that aspect of it is it definitely has created a dialogue with some of the audience that has viewed these images, One is trypophobia, which is the fear of objects with small clustered holes. And I've had more people than I can recount who've actually viewed those images and have told me I have that. And I didn't realize that other people recognize that or have that. So it's been really interesting in relation to relating with the audience and creating that connection with somebody else. But for the most part, most of the fears that I have explored, I've not experienced, but just found fascinating.
Is there a relationship between this project and the other work that you've done either before or after?
This project was kind of the kickoff to my fine artwork in terms of just kind of bringing it to the general public. And it's definitely spurred encouraged me to kind of dive deeper into the human condition and how we live as humans and the things that we deal with in regards to that. So the new project I'm working on is diving deeper kind of into what makes us human in relation to the human condition and also our human experience and how those two play together.
I wonder how photographing weddings and family events has influenced your art photography.
That aspect of my work has helped in how I'm able to kind of read people in a way. And when you're working in those type of conditions where you don't have any control over environment or place or lighting, and you're dealing with very strong personalities from time to time, those aspects have definitely come into play with the fine artwork, just because you do have the opportunity to kind of read body language and kind of read what to expect from people. And it's come to play in a way where I can, when I'm working with a model, can kind of read how they're moving and capture those moments when, even though I'm directing them in a sense, there's aspects that happen. And it's usually the moments after you ask them to do something where they are about to move into a different position. Like, that's when you capture those images, and that's where the authenticity, I think, comes out.
So how, for you, did it happen that you transitioned from family portraiture and event photography into doing, like, art photography?
The fine artwork I've always been interested in. It's taken me a while to find the medium that's spoken most to me or where I feel I have a strong voice in. And I've always wanted to dive into that. And the work I've done with event portraiture and that type of genre, I suppose, was what was kind of paying the bills at the moment. But I love it, but it's not where my passion lies. So to dive into the fine artwork was where I felt I was most authentic and needed to make that transition too. So I've always secretly for myself done fine artwork, whether it be mixed media or collage work, poetry, even illuminated manuscripts, just diving into all various areas. But it had always been for myself, and I reached a point in my life where I wanted to make that public because I had always had the ambition to show my work and to be in galleries and to get it out there. And it was just kind of a leap of faith at one point where I realized I didn't want it to just be for myself anymore. And started to post my work online, and some local people had seen it and thankfully had faith in me to show it. And that's where it kind of all just kind of started to transpose and transpire.
So what do you hope to communicate to the public with your photography?
I just like to create a dialogue, whether it's an internal dialogue that we have with ourselves when looking at the images and recognizing something of yourself in that, or a dialogue between each other where you do form connections and an understanding with each other. And that's what I really love about the Phobia series, is the people that I have connected with and the audience that has seen it and has come to me to talk about it. Just recognizing those connections that we all have, and that we all do have fear of something. And I think that offers us a way to connect with each other and show compassion for each other and realize that we all are kind of struggling with something. And I think that forms more compassion for each other in that respect. So that's what I hope, just that we can recognize those things and realize how interconnected we all really are.
So where can folks go if they want to find out more about your work?
I do have a portfolio site. It is up at pezdecfineart.com, and I list all of the galleries that I'm currently showing with and shows that they bring my work to. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was photographer Sarah Pezdek talking about her work. To see her photos, check out pezdecfineart.com.